in USA was that or not our first location 5 years
ago? Yes, it
was. I believe
wow.
it was.
Yes, yeah. it was. And to the left, I am excited to welcome back our director of sports information for his fourth year in press boxes that he didn't even know existed before this. He travels each game from Livonia, Michigan to be with us, and I can say with confidence that there is no one better in the game than Doug Cole himself, and we're glad to have you back, sir.
Thank you, Clark. It's good to be back. I'm looking forward to another fun football season. Let's hope one of these teams makes a big run.
Yes, indeed. And to our right is the epicenter of our broadcast success. That would be to the credit of our Director of Media Relations and Social Media, who rounds out our broadcast team of four. However, this year we are technically a team of five, Dave. Kayla O'Neill enters her fourth year as part of the team and has a bun in the oven with perfect timing after the football season due December 5th. Hello to Kayla O'Neill.
Hi, Clark, and all the listeners. I'm excited to be back this year. I'm hoping I can make it through the entire season with you guys with no interruptions.
Another Oscar-winning performance there from Kayla O'Neill. Glad to have you back, Kayla, as always. Between Kayla O'Neill, Doug Cole, Dave Hansen, and myself, Kate Clark Ramsey, we are your WLIW Sports broadcast team. From now until what we hope is Ford Field, we'll be living and breathing the storylines of our area teams each and every step of the way.
And I just want to start the season this way. I know Clark feels the same way. If it wasn't for what Doug and Kayla do for us, we couldn't provide you half the stuff that we do. So, again, I'm going to start the season by thanking you guys ahead of time because without you, this would be a lot tougher gig.
Yes, indeed. And you think, Dave, when we – did the run in 2012, there was just three of us, and before that was just me and Ron Lehrman.
Right.
I don't think Ron Lehrman would really even recognize the set today.
He wouldn't, but I know he would definitely love it and appreciate it. That's
especially
sure.
especially the popcorn to our right. Of course, this storyline does not begin and end with our Friday night coverage. Be sure to tune in on Sundays to the WLW Sports Network presentation of The Strong Side. Join Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and from the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams, every Sunday throughout the entire season at 7 p.m. as we break down the previous week of football.
And don't leave out that we'll preview the upcoming games and even reveal which game will be the next WLW Sports Game of the Week.
It's all on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know there's a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Once in a while, good fortune is on your side. You need a new pickup, and because they recently bought two additional truckloads of Ford F-150s, More Motor Sales of Carroll now has the largest selection of F-150s in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. They're offering the best rebates and incentives in the history of the F-150, up to $15,000 off MSRP, and that's the best ever. Hurry to More Motor Sales of Carroll for the best selection, the best discounts, and the best deals, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. Hi, this is Matt Revert from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. It's our geothermal upgrade event. Switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. In addition, receive a 30% federal tax credit. Start saving up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water with a comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 989-269-5280.
This is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. The orange tiger lilies of the summer's ditch banks are giving way to the blue chicory and white Queen Anne's lace along the roadsides. This means that the fall will soon be here, and that means the harvest. Hundreds of farm trucks and semis will be taking to the road to bring in the bounty of the Thumb of Michigan. So when you see trucks, give them a wide berth. And if you're driving a truck, take special care to bring the harvest home safely. This is State Representative Dr. Ned Canfield. Let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by a healthy Michigan.
Valley Enterprises, a long-standing manufacturing firm in Ubley, has entry-level production operator positions available. Hours are dependable, consistent, and include options for 3 shifts. Benefits include health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, AFLAC, paid vacations and holidays, life insurance, and referral bonuses. To join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises at 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, located 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Listen to the WLEW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune into Sports Radio 102.1, download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your broadcast tonight from week number one of the MHSAA regular season. It is the Ubley Bearcats on the road taking on the USA Patriots in between Unionville and Sebring on M25. It's now time for our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today via text message from the Huron Daily Tribune. It's the Whisper of the Wheel Route, Paul P. Adams, and of course our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. This is the third season of Host Media Roundtable, and I will add that we've only had one winner in its history, and that's Dave Hansen.
I can't
He's
be dead.
Speechless.
He's speechless. What can I say? There's nothing else to say.
So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on the WLEW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week, as did happen a few times last year. And since Dave Hansen is the two-time defending champion, Paul Adams is up first with his prediction. So I'll reveal that now to you, Dave. Paul Adams, via text message, says Ubley 28, USA 26. That's now, if you recall, that is the exact score of last year's matchup, except flip-flopped. And Paul Adams is saying Ubley is going to come home with a two-point victory.
So Paul sees a little redemption for the Ubley Bearcats tonight.
Yes, indeed.
And as much as I've pondered about this game, Clark, up until right now, I could probably still flip a coin. That's how even I think these teams are. But we're going to get into that when we break them down. But I hate to do this, but I agree with Paul Adams. I do think Ubley wins on the road tonight. I have a little bit bigger margin. I see 31-27. I do think, as much as I'm going to talk about defense, I see points scored tonight. I see teams that are on their first night, so they're not going to be on their best game. I think they're going to score some points, and I think Ubley is going to have the last laugh.
So Dave Hansen has a four-point differential in favor of the Bearcats. Paul Adams with a two-point differential.
There's another part of this that bugs me with my pick, and Paul, I was hoping Paul's going to go the other way. Clark, the door is open for you to take the lead after week one.
So if USA gets the victory tonight, which is a 50-50 chance from what
sure
I'm
is.
Hearing, I come home in with a one-game lead after 1 week. I'll take it. Now let's take a look at other area games going on throughout the entire region. Over the last night, in fact, we had a few different games in eight-player division. That was Caseville and Owen Gage, and it was all Owen Gage, 44-0. Dryden and Morris squared off in Morris, and Morris won at 44-26. And Mayville lost to Lawrence, 33-56. And Deckerville took care of Fife Lake Forest area, Deckerville 28, Fife Lake 6.